CBC Home Video. Force 4 Entertainment presents Jinnah on Crime.
My name is Hakeem Jinnah. I'm a reporter for the Vancouver Tribune, and these are my stories.
A man carrying a bucket of cleaning supplies walks down a city sidewalk and stops outside Commonwealth Pizza. He unlocks the door. Smoke billows out of the pizzeria. The man hurries inside. He pulls open a pizza oven and recoils in horror as a charred skull looks back at him. Pizza 911 with narrative description by Audiovision Canada. In a downtown office building,
typical bloody Vancouver,
Jinnah peers out the window.
Pissing rain all weekend. Now look at it.
Jinnah, we're pushing deadline. How old's this guy who robbed a bank wearing only a towel?
It's in the third graph, Rusty.
No, it's not. Neither's his name.
Son of a bitch, I'll fix that.
He sits at a computer.
Police have charged 28-year-old Jonathan Blocks with robbery and indecent exposure.
Jinnah envisions the crime.
He's haste to escape.
A towel-clad robber drops a bag of money.
He blew his cover.
He grabs the money, but drops the towel.
It's a no-go with Mrs. Lee.
Roger, Roger, Roger. How are you going to succeed me if you can't get a statement from a bereaved family?
She slammed the door in my face.
Roger's shirt is stained.
Next time, use your steel-toed shoes, not your coffee cup.
Jinnah returns to his computer.
Police reports confirm the two young victims found in Washington State are missing Marple residents Tina Jansen and Jason Lee.
He pictures Roger at their door.
The family was too overcome with grief.
The door slams, spilling his coffee.
The Lee family was too overcome with grief to speak to reporters. You have no shame.
He's a tabloid reporter trapped in a broadsheet.
Too overcome with grief? That's user key 2, right?
User key 2 is lucky to be alive, Crystal. This is user key 1. Why did she have to die?
Taking a coffee from Crystal, Jinnah relaxes at his desk.
I see your leave of absence has started already, Mr. Jinnah. I trust you have filed your much-heralded missing biker exclusive that I sold to promotions today?
Still unsolved. Mo Grewal's a victim of gangland warfare. I've knocked on 1,000 doors of silence.
Oh. Jinnah rubs his forehead.
I may be coming down with something.
Jinnah's boss, Whiteman, rips his promotional poster.
Miss Frost, plug that story on page 1, where Jinnah's expose ought to have gone with the Middle East wire, unless Jinnah comes up with something more interesting than malaria in the next hour.
Right, Chief.
Whiteman can kiss my brown ass. In 3 days, I'm gone for good.
He'll be back.
Not if things work out in Tanzania. I've got investors, locations, licenses.
And a good lawyer, because Burger Palace is going to sue your brown ass if you try to use their logo without buying a franchise. It's illegal.
Mm-mm, not so, my friend. See, my uncle owns a cafe in Dar es Salaam called Burger Palace. It predates the franchise operation. Hakeem Jinnah here.
Yeah, it's Graham. Got something to show you. Corner Main and Linder.
Is it front page, my friend?
Guaranteed.
Jinnah hangs up with Sergeant Craig Graham. Soon after, he arrives at Commonwealth Pizza, where a crowd of reporters is gathered. Jinnah turns to a tall blonde reporter.
Caitlin? Caitlin Bishop?
Jinnah.
You were in Toronto, City TV, right?
And the National after that. Don't say it. I know, I sold out. I have to start at CXBC.
Doing what, the weather?
No, crime mostly.
Craig steps out of the pizzeria.
Sergeant Graham, is it a murder? How many victims?
I'll have a statement for you later. Hakeem, let him through. Excuse me.
Jinnah follows him inside.
Yeah.
Who's the blonde pit bull?
Caitlin Bishop. She was an intern at the Tribune. And Thomas.
Forensics is just finishing up.
Jinnah covers his mouth.
Dismembered? Popped in the oven for disposal. Didn't do a very good job, though. Janitor came in early to clean up.
Any signs of forced entry? Anything missing?
Cash is still in the register. Office is untouched.
Where's the owner?
No response at the house. We're following up a,
Kabir Shah, son Arman. Ring a bell?
Jenna shrugs.
Male, female? Any anatomical clues left to tell?
No. We're gonna have to wait on the labs.
What's this for?
Pizza delivery. There's a video arcade next door. Punk hangout.
Could be a hate crime.
I was thinking it could be a suttee. You know, family thing?
Craig, I know of no widow determined to throw herself on her husband's burning ghat who could also chop herself up.
What? What is that?
Craig points to the ashes and a forensics worker lifts out a metal shard.
Biker buckle?
Could be more Grewa, our missing biker.
I'm not going to rule anything out for the moment. That's where you come in.
Sorry, pal. I'm leaving for Tanzania in 3 days.
Oh, come on. You know me. I'm just going to piss off the community. You can open doors that I can't. Besides, you still owe me for the John Fortune case.
You owe me for the Sidhu case.
Okay, so one for the road.
No, what's in it for me?
The eternal gratitude of the Vancouver Police Department.
Yeah.
All right, you get your exclusive.
Jenna smiles. Later, in the adjacent arcade.
You get along with the pizza shop owners?
Yeah, they're okay.
They pass us pizzas on Saturday night, yeah.
Any of you in the habit of dropping in for free pizza?
You think it was us? No way, man. Could have been anybody worth the toast.
Like who?
I don't know. There was this one guy, you know, in and out a lot of his suit.
Top dresser? Like me?
Oh, yeah. Just like you.
Jenna envisions an Indo-Canadian man in a suit approaching the pizzeria. Jenna looks at his pager.
Is that boss?
No, far more important. It's my wife.
He leaves. Later, in a residential neighborhood.
Salim!
Oh, Hakim, use reason, not volume.
How far did reason get you?
I'll call you later, Rush. Hey, Dad.
This had better be bloody important.
Cool. Hey, Dad.
Salim told me he was going to buy school supplies. Instead, he took money out of his college fund to put a deposit on this device.
It's a dirt bike, Mom.
It's not about the bike, Salim.
Salim. Lying about money, you'll end up a politician.
Hakim, this is important.
You paid me in the middle of a murder investigation for this.
So I can buy it?
No. You want to die before I get a chance to kill you? We can't ship a dirt bike to Tanzania.
I'm not moving to Tanzania.
I don't have time for this.
Hakim?
Sorry, honey, I've got a deadline.
He leaves his son, Salim, with his wife, Manjeet. The Tribune office.
Who wants to read about talks in the Middle East when we've got an extra large murder with all the toppings right here?
You two aren't going to break a city bylaw and light those, are you?
If he does, he owes me $100.
I've got $80 riding on Frosty.
Yeah, whatever.
Explain to me why I'd risk losing my job by holding the front page.
30 minutes, Frosty. I can get to Fogduckers and back in time to beat final edition deadline.
Don't do it. You won't get through the front door of that bar alive.
That's why you're coming with me.
No, thanks. Did you forget what happened in Montreal? Do you want five in the back?
Wimp. Ah, Clint Eastwood, my friend. How would you like to make my day? Come with me to Fogduckers.
What the hell's Fogduckers?
It's a biker bar. We need pictures.
Biker bar? You need pictures. Bikers already got pictures. Front view, side view, ID numbers.
The photographer, Clint, leaves.
Oh, wimps the lot of you.
Jenna lights a Zippo.
Smoke?
After you.
They keep their cigarettes unlit.
I guess I'm going alone.
Frosty grins. Across town at a medical clinic.
When I came to work, I had a big check.
Manjeet will translate.
He said he felt sick when he came home from work. Doesn't get the gum garden.
Main itthe khetan ch kam karda jithe fasal hundi hai. Kithe flu ta nahi?
He's an agricultural worker in the field and he wants to know if it's the flu.
Maybe, but that doesn't explain the rash. This is the fifth case I've seen today.
A row of motorcycles line the parking lot of a biker bar, Fogduckers. Jenna climbs out of his car. A large bodyguard leaves the bar escorting a small Asian man. Someone takes the Asian man's picture. Jenna walks past them. Someone takes his photo. He steps inside, where a line on the floor splits the bar in two.
Hey, how you doing?
Jenna leans against the bar.
You drinking?
I don't drink. I'm a Muslim, for God's sake.
In this bar, you drink. Roger Kingfisher.
pit lying there? That's no man's land. Billy and the young lions, they drink Raj. Vinny and the scorpions, they drink kingfish.
I'll take a Raj.
Billy, the leader of the lions, approaches.
Hi, I'm Hakeem Dinna.
I know who you are. Read your stuff. It's bullshit.
Jenna looks at Billy's belt.
Nice buckle, Billy. What can you tell me about Commonwealth Pizza? Body's been found in the pizza oven, topped with a young lion's belt buckle.
Hey, Vinny! Got a question for you.
Heads turn as Mindy, the leader of the Scorpions, approaches Billy and Jenna.
My reporter friend here, he wants to know if you deep-dished Mo in the pizza.
He should be asking what you did to Mal Singh. He's missing two.
Fitted for a cement sleeping bag, was he?
Mal's your little rat.
Mo's doing the same to us.
Mo and Mal are police informants.
You print that and off that.
Haven't you got enough blood on your hands, Billy?
Why don't you shut up, you asshole?
Mindy slugs Billy and a brawl breaks out. Jenna slips out the door.
Oh, mother of God.
His car sits on blocks, stripped of its wheels. The brawl spills into the parking lot. The police arrive.
Oh. The biker bar erupted into gang warfare, soon broken up by police. Alleged police informant Mal Singh is missing. His fellow accused rat Mo Grewal may have been lured to his death at Commonwealth Pizza by unknown assailants. Period.
Frosty types his story.
New paragraph. A well-dressed Indo-Canadian businessman has been seen lurking around the establishment by witnesses. Period.
Unnamed sources, speculative and overwritten.
Perfect fit.
Are you sure you didn't pump up this story just to rub Caitlin's little surgically trimmed nose in it?
The next morning, sunlight pours over Vancouver. In his bedroom, Jenna cuddles with Manjeet.
No, no, no. You say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. I meant to show you how sorry I am.
He nuzzles her neck.
That's not fair. You're supposed to be giving me a lesson in sleuthing.
Mm-hmm. I am.
He sucks her big toe.
Here we go.
I'm the Kama sleuth, bro.
He kisses up her leg.
That is so bad.
Works every time.
He kisses her nose.
Hakeem, I need to know what's making these people sick.
I'm all for probing this mystery deeper.
Cremated corpse in a pizza oven. A published report linking the body to a biker gang war was dismissed by the RCMP as wildly speculative.
No.
In a statement, RCMP Superintendent Captain...
Jenna gets up and turns off the clock radio.
Hakeem, please.
He gives Manjeet another kiss.
Look for the connecting threads. What do all the patients have in common?
He leaves the bedroom. The morning edition of the Tribune reads, Pizza Oven Corpse in Flames Biker Brawl.
This is RCMP territory.
At the police station.
I've got 6 months of a drug investigation and the lies of two informants hanging by a thread here.
I didn't tell Jenna about Singh or Graywall. He must have gotten it from the bike.
You let him into the crime scene.
Look, Superintendent Capulet, I've made more collars with Jenna's help than with...
Just find a way to control him.
Control Jenna. What do you suggest?
Capulet thinks.
Arrest him.
Jenna storms into the police station.
Thanks for the chat, Craig.
Caitlin Hold shakes on. Hands with Craig.
Talk to you later. Jenna. Nice scoop.
What garbage is he feeding you?
Just facts. You remember facts.
And Jenna, you're under arrest.
Arrest? You can't arrest me.
I have Asian chicken flu. I'm contagious.
I'll take my chances.
As Craig handcuffs him, Caitlin leaves.
On what charge?
Assault, inciting a riot, obstruction of a police investigation. How's that?
Take him down.
An officer takes Jenna away, and Craig trades glances with Capulet. in a holding cell.
When I said go out into the community, I didn't mean biker bars.
What makes you think I was in Fog Duckers?
He takes out a photo.
Who's that handsome fellow right there,
When did Canada become a police state?
You don't get it, do you? Capulet has issued a fatwa against you. You're cut off from every cop in the city.
You yourself said you couldn't rule out the biker connection.
I never said that Mo was an informant, and I never mentioned Mal Singh to you.
Since when is it a crime to print the truth?
When the truth can get people killed, Hakeem.
Okay. If it wasn't an extra-large biker with anchovies, who was it?
That's what we're going to find out. Kabir Shah, owner of Commonwealth Pizza, still missing. His son, Arman, also still missing.
Victims? Suspects?
I don't know. Could be either. Use your contacts. Try that charm of yours.
I thought RCMP wanted me off the case.
Yeah, well, we'll keep that our little secret then.
Driving along a tree-lined road, Jinnah pulls to the shoulder. He gets out of his car. He heads up a long driveway towards a huge mansion.
I should get into the pizza business.
Yeah.
Jinnah looks around the front steps. A gardener steps out of the hedges.
What do you want?
You know where the Shahs are? Kabir Shah or his son, Arman?
Well, the old man's always away, and Arman's usually with his girlfriend.
Girlfriend, huh? Do you know where I can find her?
She's a real estate agent. She works for West End Properties. Shauna. Likes to skinny dip in the pool.
Nodding uncomfortably, Jinnah heads to the real estate agency.
Yeah, I'll be there at 5. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Actually, Arman was with me all night.
You know, I'm deeply, deeply concerned for him. Why didn't he call the police?
Well, he thought the police would blame him. Yeah. But I said, you're innocent. Get a lawyer.
Does he have any idea who did this?
Well, he said no. But he seemed really scared.
Is there a problem here, Shauna?
No, everything's fine, Mr. Miller.
Hi. I don't think you're doing your boyfriend any favors here talking to the press.
Aren't you with the police?
They asked me to, you know, make a few inquiries.
Really? Arman and his lawyer are with the police right now.
Mr. Miller smirks.
Nice meeting you.
Jinnah hurries to the police station.
No, he's in there with his lawyer. We're going to get him on his way out. I'll call you back.
Caitlin hangs up her cell phone.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey.
Greetings.
Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Since when?
Frosty and I have this bet going.
Oh, Frosty. Still alive, is she? Give her my love.
Still in there, is he?
Yep. So, who posted your bail?
Yeah, an unfortunate misunderstanding. They mistook me for a TV reporter.
She smiles. Jinnah sits beside her on a bench.
If you'd stayed with the Trib, you'd be a senior correspondent by now.
Not everyone shares your ideals.
You used to, didn't you?
Of course. Only now I share them with 2 million people a night.
Yeah, but you only get 60 seconds. What can you do with that? Except confirm opinions they already have. I get 60 inches of newsprint, a documentary a day. I can change their minds. What would you rather have? 60 seconds or 60 inches?
Sure you want me to answer that?
As she lights her cigarette, he grins.
So, CXBC, The National, what's next?
I don't know.
There he is.
Caitlin runs to her cameraman as Arman Shah is escorted out of the station.
Mr. Shah, who was in the oven? Where have you been hiding?
He was at his girlfriend's. He knows nothing about this. He's very upset.
Arman, don't you want to tell your side of the story?
Arman!
Where's your father? Jinnah asks. He's in his home country, Arman replies as he gets into a police car.
What was that?
That?
That was Hindi.
Jenna leaves. At the clinic, Manjeet approaches the doctor.
Ramanjit Mehta, agricultural worker, Ravi Kushal, farm worker, that makes a total of 10.
Well, it looks like you found your common thread.
Your children on the list.
Manjeet sadly glances at the busy waiting room. At the Tribune...
There's a farm connection. It could be pesticides. Listen, why don't you...
Manjeet, I'm glad you found a common thread, but I'm up to my ass in this pizza murder. I do know someone who's doing nothing at the moment. Hang on.
Jenna transfers the phone call.
Roger Sanderson.
Roger?
Manjeet?
She needs your help. It's a small sacrifice.
No, no.
Feeling fragile, are we?
Not as fragile as your job security.
Frosty wears sunglasses.
You have anything for a follow?
Body is probably dismembered at the scene, chopped up into little bite-sized pieces.
I'm trying to eat my breakfast.
You Christians, you believe you're eating what you think of at that time, all that transubstantiation?
Any identification yet?
Could be a large Hawaiian. Hey, know how to order from Kamaloff Pizza? Dial 911.
Could it be one? Both or bits of both shots?
Son's still alive. Dad's in his home country, Tanzania.
How convenient. You sure?
No. But I know how I can find out.
He steps away from her desk. Later, on a farm...
We try to use as little pesticide as possible.
Manjeet and Roger meet with a farmer.
What have you been using?
We don't do the spraying ourselves.
Who does it?
Bunch of us hired a pilot. Zephyr Aviation. Gave us a good deal.
Mehrban.
In Vancouver's Punjabi market, families do their shopping. Jenna strides along the sidewalk. He steps into a travel agency.
Gupta! Come with me to Tanzania and be my burger queen.
You already have a burger queen, Jenna. Here's your tickets.
So, how many others have you transported to paradise,
What are you after, Jenna?
Sadly, just information. Do you handle travel arrangements for Kabirsha?
For years. A nice man. Such a mess to come home to.
He's back from Tanzania? You're positive?
I told his friend to pick him up at the airport. Here it is, Mr. Puri.
I love you.
Jenna leaves with his plane ticket. On the sidewalk, he approaches a group of young men.
Hey, Jenna! I've got three more investors for Burger Palace. You haven't lost your money yet, have you?
No, but I've been spending it. Satellite phone, better than cellular in third world countries.
Good choice. My cousin's company makes that model.
Jenna smiles at the man, Rajveer, and steps into a clothing store.
Very good of you to make time for me, Mr. Puri.
How can I help you, Mr. Jenna?
I was wondering if you knew Mr. Shah is still in Tanzania.
Oh, no. I picked him up at the airport two nights ago. I dropped him off at Commonwealth Pizza.
Jenna thinks.
Kabir Shah, owner of Commonwealth Pizza, still missing.
Mr. Jenna. Chai?
Oh, Shukriya.
Kabir still keeps an office there, even after he turned the pizza business over to Arman.
So Mr. Shah is retired?
Mostly, but he had files he needed to pick up.
And you haven't talked to him since?
No. He was quiet. His soul seemed troubled. He said he had vital business to discuss with Arman.
How do they get along?
Like New Delhi and Karachi.
Mr. Puri sips his chai.
Different generations.
Oh, different values. Kabir keeps his money in the community. Arman's young. And his spirit wishes to roam the globe.
This economy, smart boy.
Oh, not so smart. Every deal he tries to make is risky. High-risk partners.
Partners within the community?
Some less than savory members of our community. And others.
Jenna envisions Mindy at the pizzeria.
There's Mo on the pizza.
Has a man lost a lot of money?
Yes, his father's money. Find my friend Kabir, Mr. Jenna. Please.
Jenna shakes his hand. then leaves. At Zephyr Aviation...
Look, I'm sick and tired of the media blaming aerial spraying for every worker that calls in sick.
We're not accusing you of anything.
Sorry, I got work to do.
The pilot turns his back on Manjeet and Roger.
Roger, let's go.
He watches them leave the airstrip. In the crime lab...
A pizza oven will only reach 315 degrees Celsius. It incinerates soft tissue, but...
So when can we get an ID?
DNA can take weeks.
Come on, Aikens. You've got to give me something.
I can tell you, unofficially, that we have only one body here, a male. And it's not Mo Gruel, it's not Mal Singh. Any other ideas?
At the Shah estate, Jinnah meets with Armand.
Why did you lie about your father's whereabouts?
Armand waxes his car.
We had a fight. We aren't talking.
What were you fighting about?
Family stuff.
You mean, family business, huh? I've talked to Puri. I know about the bad deals and the debts.
You don't know my father.
So, why isn't he here?
He keeps his own schedule. For all I know, he could be back in Tanzania by now.
That's a lot of polish for one spot. It's wearing a bit thin.
Patting him on the back, Jinnah walks away. In a farmer's field, three boys run between rows of corn.
Gotcha!
One boy shoots at a passing crop duster with a water gun.
Gotcha!
The plane spray drenches it. Later, he lies in the clinic with his father, the doctor, and Manjeet.
Hey, why'd you know Jenna Tyler's?
Dr. Callahan, please report to X-ray. Dr. Callahan.
Manjeet approaches Roger.
Pradeep took a full hit of pesticide in the face, probably from that pilot we just spoke to.
Sounds like he almost died. Is this normal?
Well, exposure to pesticide is very hazardous for children. The livers can't get rid of the toxins. This is the worst reaction I've ever seen.
Meanwhile, on the Tribune TV...
Shauna, how would you characterize the relationship between Armand and his father?
Well, Armand's father doesn't approve of us, but we're getting married anyway. Armand's actually a really great guy.
Crystal, the TV's for news only.
Young and the Restless is news.
Oh, yeah, Victor's getting himself cloned.
Ms. Wagner, are we watching the news?
Yes, sir.
Kabir Shah keeps a low profile. A shadowy immigrant, he has built a tiny pizza parlor into a real estate empire. Police have been unable to contact the secretive Shah since human remains were found in his pizza oven. He appears to have fled the country, and police are currently investigating.
Right. There's the story.
Wrong. For starters, Shah hasn't fled. His best friend tells me he's back in Canada.
Oh, really? Then you tell me where he is.
Why don't you leave the investigative reporting to us journalists? Stick to Bean County.
Whiteman stares at him. He walks away, as does Jinnah.
How come Jinnah gets away with that?
Because Jinnah sells a lot of beans.
Frosty approaches Jinnah. She pulls a bottle of scotch from her desk.
Care for a shot?
She hands him a drink.
Wine is the blood of Shaitan.
She pours herself a shot.
Fortunately, the Quran is silent when it comes to scotch.
How are we going to nail Caitlin's little blonde butt to the wall?
I got to use my lifelines.
They drink. At Zephyr Aviation...
Our pesticides wouldn't do that to a kid. Been using it for 3 years.
You're sure?
Here's the paperwork. Okay. You can have it. All official.
Can we have a sample?
Get some from the supplier. Eastern World Imports.
Roger dials a cell phone.
Thanks.
Manjeet and Roger leave. A small boat cruises through the harbor. In the back...
Gum?
Craig looks at Jinnah's offer.
No, thanks. I'm trying to quit.
Craig smokes.
If Armand Shah claims his father's still in Tanzania, he's lying.
And how do you know that?
A friend of the family told me. He also told me they were fighting.
About what?
Business. Family business.
So we have a lying son and a wealthy dad.
Who resents wealthy dad, and now dad is missing.
Have I ever told you how hard it is for me to officially get dental records?
Jinnah pulls out his cell phone.
Hello?
Mr. Puri?
Yes.
Jinnah.
Have a personal question about Kabir Shah.
Do you happen to know who his dentist is?
Of course.
At the crime lab.
Looks like we have a match. Mr. Shah is the corpus non delicti in the pizza oven.
Thanks, Akins.
Jinnah kisses Akins on the head.
Jinnah, that's not official yet.
Across town.
Just because Armand and his dad fought about me doesn't
Armand
mean
Armand is the sole heir to a considerable estate.
He doesn't need the money.
Sergeant Graham, can I talk to you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Craig leaves Shauna to speak with Miller.
Shauna isn't telling you. Well, maybe she doesn't know. Armand was desperate for money. He owes my firm a bundle.
Bad real estate deal?
Bad franchise expansion. Remember Pizza Mio's?
Yeah.
Those were his.
Really?
Yeah.
He made a great pizza.
Yeah, great pizza, bad debt. He overextended. He couldn't pay us. And we weren't the only ones.
How far do you think he would go to cover his debt?
I don't want to cause any trouble.
At the Shaw estate, Armand opens the front door.
Well, your father's dentist.
Go away.
Jinnah blocks the door with his foot.
Still toes. Your father's bridge work was gold, was it not? Think we need to talk?
Armand lets him in, and Jinnah follows him to the backyard pool.
Beautiful house. Very expensive.
It's my father's.
And it's all yours now. You know, your father's mortal remains were in that oven. Have you considered where his soul is now?
Police haven't said anything.
They will. As soon as they get the dental records, they'll be all over you. They'll say you fought with your dad over business, he cut you off.
It's not true.
Maybe attacked you. You had to defend yourself.
No.
Is that how you killed
him? That's not how it happened!
Then you tell me, how did your father end up in that oven?
I put him there.
So you did kill him?
No.
No!
He was alive when I left. After the fight, I came back to try to explain. That's when I found it. Dead. You don't understand. He hanged himself. Suicide. He was disappointed in me. It was in his note. I had to cut him down.
Armand looks down sadly.
Then why didn't you call the police?
I was ashamed. My family has a good name.
What? What happened to the rope? Note?
Burn. Look, I wasn't in my right mind. All I could think of was to carry out his last wishes.
What? What did he want of you?
I cremated him.
Police station.
No, Hakim, you tipped him off. You gave Armand time enough to come up with that crazy
What's
alibi.
So crazy? Could be the truth. You were raised on Nanaimo bars and hockey. What do you know from Barfi?
I know murder. And this is bullshit. Come on.
Caitlin Bishop is online too.
Craig reaches for the intercom.
I told you I'm not taking your calls. Look, the kid was swimming in debt. Charles Miller had a stack of promissory notes from him.
Miller? Shauna's boss?
Yeah, he was Armand's biggest creditor.
So? Armand got into bed with white guys.
Yeah, well, Miller kind of hinted that Armand was desperate enough to commit murder.
Consider the source. If Armand gets convicted, Miller's first in line to snap up the Shah estate cheap.
So what? It's still murder.
No, could be pride. Preserving the name of the family at all cost.
Oh, come on, Hakim. A do-it-yourself cremation.
Ever hear of Sula? Nice Italian boy?
I'm sure you're going to tell me all about him.
Roman dictator, circa 100 BC. Wanted to be cremated in a state of utmost purity. Went to ridiculous lengths. Built himself an enclosed funeral pyre so not one atom of his ashes would mix with anyone else's.
So what are you saying? That Shah pulled a Sulla?
That depends on his religion. Muslims don't cremate. If he was a Hindu, cremation is mandatory.
At Puri store.
My dear friend for 20 years set me up in business when I first came here. Myself and many others.
Leaves a legacy of philanthropy. Helped Muslims, Hindus, and Sikhs alike. Makes sense that he would request to be cremated.
Cremation? Who gave you such an idea?
His son, Arman.
Kibir was devout. He'd wish to be buried in traditional Muslim fashion. As a Muslim, you must know what cremation would mean to Kibir's soul. Eternal torment.
It's eternal torment for the souls of all murder victims until their killer faces justice, Mr. Puri. No matter what their faith.
Then we must pray Kibir's torment is brief, Mr. Jinnah. Go with God.
Jinnah turns to the door.
Mr. Jinnah, if you would be kind enough to return after a few hours, I may provide another piece to this puzzle.
Sighing, Jinnah heads to an Indian cafe to watch the TV news.
The victim is Kabir Shah, a reclusive millionaire. Police have questioned his son Arman, a wealthy playboy with shady deals and a fiancé his immigrant father didn't approve of.
What a hatchet job!
And as his father's heir, Arman Shah must be considered a suspect in this grisly pizza murder. Caitlin Bishop.
A group of Sikh men get up and leave.
Just one question.
I do not talk to reporters.
At the Jinnah home.
Well, I know Jinnah wasn't born then. Are you really all going to move to Tanzania? What about Salim? Salim doesn't want to leave his friends.
Oh, ho, ho. So why is Jinnah so set on going? Crime's a hard beat to cover. Hakim takes every murder personally.
Manjeet's friend, Poona, turns to the TV.
The victim is Kabir Shah.
Caitlin Bishop. She's been on this all day. She looks completely different. Was that the same Caitlin Jinnah was mentoring? The one who tried to get her hooks in him?
Yep.
Little cutie. I don't think she's a natural blonde.
Meanwhile, Jinnah drives into an underground parking garage. He gets out of his car and walks toward an exit. He slows down, cautiously. Stopping, Jinnah looks over his shoulder. He moves on. Someone grabs him.
Guess who? I'm Mal Singh. You gonna scream?
Jinnah shakes his head.
Thanks for blowing my cover, asshole.
I went with the information I had.
Your information was wrong. Now I have to leave the country.
Witness protection.
That's what Mo had. Now he's dead. I'm protecting myself.
Who from? Vikers?
Mal shoves him.
We don't kill our own. There's a new evil moving in. Corporate. Dangerous. They deal East Bloc blonde.
Stuff that makes China White look like Dristan. Russian mafia.
That's the tip of the iceberg. They call themselves WP. Warsaw Pact.
You think they killed Mogrewal?
You're gonna have to prove it. Watch your ass. You have a wife and kid.
He takes off his scorpion belt buckle.
If you need help, take this to Mindy. And close your eyes, turn around, count to 10. I gotta disappear.
Mal spins him around.
One, two, three. Oh, screw.
When Jinnah turns back, Mal is gone. Jinnah hurries out of the garage. At the police station.
We had two informants. Now we've got one dead, one fled.
What?
Mal Singh has fled the country. Thanks to your reporter friend, the media's all over this case, which will make it harder to nail these guys.
I thought you were ready to move on them.
We only know the foot soldiers. If we grab them too soon, we'll never get all the captains.
So we turn down the heat.
Exactly. Crown Council wants the media spotlight off the bikers, so we need to throw the press a juicier bone. You've got a suspect in the pizza murder, don't you?
Yeah, Armand Shaw, but it's thin.
Son toasts dad? They'll bite on that.
No, no, no. I got directives to treat this community with kid gloves.
Make the arrest.
I don't have enough.
Be seen to be making it. And don't use your cowboy reporter.
He's the one.
This is RCMP jurisdiction. Get Jinnah off the case now.
Capulet leads. Later, on the boat in the harbor.
Kabir Shah was a devout Muslim, so Armand's cremation defense doesn't fly.
Right, so we're bringing him in.
No, I'm not saying he's a choir boy. I'm just saying he didn't do this.
Look, he admitted to putting his old man in the oven.
If you convict the wrong guy, you're condemning two souls at once.
Now you got your cultural blinkers on. You're too close to the community.
Which is exactly why you keep putting me in this position. Armand is protecting someone.
Who? The phantom Indian businessman? We haven't been able to find him.
He's the key. The last person who saw Kabir Shah alive.
Yeah, so says some arcade punk. Consider your sources, Hakim.
Mal Singh mentioned something about the whole new evil, corporate crime syndicate moving in.
Don't pursue that. Listen to me. I'm not kidding around. Do not pursue that, Jinnah.
You give me something else.
I can't. You're cut off.
Jinnah puts his arm around him.
Who's squeezing you?
Have fun in Tanzania.
The boat pulls to a dock, and Craig climbs off. At the crime lab...
Blood found on the scene matches Kabir Shah's type. Same blood was found on Armand Shaw's clothing.
You done with all your tests? Right, the family wants the remains released ASAP. Religious requirements.
Craig pulls out his cell phone.
Caitlin Bishop.
Ms. Bishop, Sergeant Graham. I think I might have something for you.
Great.
Meet me at the Shaw House this afternoon.
At Eastern World Imports.
And now you are legally responsible for the products you import, correct?
Absolutely. If our shipments are being contaminated, we need to know.
Can you give us a sample?
Of course. You can have it tested independently. Just ask Kathy at reception, and she'll be happy to arrange it for you.
Oh, that's great.
Very good.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chung. Okay, Roger. Roger.
Thank you, Ms. Chung.
Thank you.
Manjeet and Roger leave the office of Mr. Chung, the small Asian man who was at the biker bar. He dials his phone.
Sorry to use a private line, but it's important.
Big problem, boss, he says. Jinnah's wife is snooping around.
Sure.
More than one problem, sure, says the boss, who studies a photo of Kabir with a young woman in a headscarf. The boss is Miller. At the Tribune...
You have no story. I'm off the case. Who cares? I'm off to Tanzania anyway.
After one little arrest and one little death threat, you're giving up? Wimp.
Crystal turns on the TV.
Caitlin Bishop with some breaking news.
New blood evidence has been found, making Armand Shaw the prime suspect in his father's death. This was the scene earlier this afternoon as police swooped in to arrest Armand Shaw for murder.
Armand Shaw, you are under arrest for the murder of your father, Kabir Shaw.
Damn. Graham gave Caitlin your exclusive. An accident.
But if Armand did it, then how does that explain the biker belt?
And I want your help. I'll ask for it, okay? Give it a rest.
Jinnah storms out. That evening, Caitlin smokes at a house party. Jinnah approaches her.
Jinnah!
Caitlin, what game are you playing?
I think that's up to you.
I watched your life hit. You've convicted an innocent man in front of 2 million viewers.
I report the facts as I find them.
Your so-called facts, casting a shadow over an entire community.
Oh, come on. This isn't about race or culture. This is about a spoiled rich kid who offed daddy to get richer quicker.
The truth is not always as it looks.
Why do you care so much? I mean, you're off the case, right?
Caitlin, you disappoint me. You used to dig deeper.
He leaves. Jenna drives across town to Puri's store, where Rajveer blocks him.
Reporters aren't welcome here.
It's all right, Rajveer. He was invited.
Jenna approaches Puri.
So, Mr. Puri,
could I trouble you to take a small package with you to Tanzania?
Certainly, that would be no problem.
For Mr. Shaw's nephew, Shakil, the family has requested to meet with you personally in Tanzania. You may find some answers there.
So why not tell the police?
As long as they think we kill among ourselves, what do they care?
Puri lifts a small suitcase onto his counter.
So, what was Shaw's interest in Tanzania?
It's not for me to tell you. Kabir requested to be buried in his hometown.
Jenna looks at the suitcase, startled.
It's not too far out of your way.
In his basement, Jenna taps a cigarette.
I'm not chasing all over Africa with your ashes just so your soul can rest in peace.
Someone here, or is this a seance?
Manjeet takes his cigarette.
Are you going to Tanzania or not?
The Babaji's in the community, my friends at the market, they turn their backs on me. Why? I'm just the messenger here.
Maybe they blame you for the message.
I'm not welcome anywhere. 15 years of cloak and dagger, covering my ass. I don't want to play anymore.
Hakim, you can't let an innocent man go to jail.
Have you any idea of the delay and the paperwork involved in transporting human remains?
You could always carry it on.
They look to the suitcase. Soon after, Jenna does up his airplane seatbelt over the large scorpion belt buckle.
Sir, your bag must be stored under the seat or in the overhead bin.
I'm quite happy with it in my lap, if that's okay with you.
I am going to take that up to first class.
The flight attendant pulls the suitcase out of his hands.
He always did fly first class.
She carries it to the front of the plane. Walking past Miller. At a tiny, dilapidated airport in Tanzania, a propeller plane taxis along a dusty runway. Someone wheels steps to the plane door. Merchants hawk their wares as passengers step onto the runway. Jenna steps out of the plane with a satisfied grin. Merchants surround him. A man tries to sell him a live snake.
Taxi!
A big taxi driver waves at Jenna.
Taxi!
Hotel Tanganyika!
Oh no, I will take you to Mount Kilimanjaro. Everyone must see.
Do I look like I want to climb a mountain? Jenna asks.
Take me to my hotel.
I call him a taxi.
The driver, Ajib, helps him with his luggage.
Did you get shocks for this thing?
Shocks? I can't even get brakes.
Tell my wife I died with her name on my lips.
Gina, when I need to kiss you.
They drive along a dirt road in a blue Mini Cooper. As they approach the hotel, merchants run alongside their car. Two guards hold the merchants back as the taxi drives through the hotel gates. A doorman approaches the taxi.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the Hotel Tanganyika.
Sana.
Please, allow me.
Yes.
Mr. Jinnah, I will be at your service day or night.
Ajit hands Jinnah a card. Jinnah looks through the hotel window and sees Miller at the bar beside another white man in a suit. Jinnah remembers.
I don't think you're doing your boyfriend any favors here talking to
him. Mr. Jinnah? Hakeem Jinnah?
Jinnah turns to a tall man.
You must be Shakil Shah.
Mr. Jinnah, Karibu.
Asante.
I'm sorry that we meet under unfortunate circumstances. Is this the remains of my dear uncle?
Jinnah hands Shakil the suitcase.
Thank you for bringing this such a long way. I must return to the mosque. You will honor us with your presence.
I will be there.
Shakil leaves. Jinnah steps back to the window, but Miller is gone. The man in the suit notices Jinnah and gets up from the bar. Back in Vancouver, Roger and Manjeet return to the clinic.
Lab results show nothing wrong with the pesticide.
You are not taking my son.
Calm down, Daraman.
Mrs. Jinnah, you tell them.
He thinks you're accusing him of giving his son heroin.
Heroin was found in his blood. We had to call social services.
But you don't think that this child is doing drugs?
Well, that heroin had to come from somewhere. It didn't just fall out of the sky.
I know who can help us.
At the police station.
Well, analysis of the boy's clothes show pesticide and heroin equally mixed into the fibers.
So it really did fall from the sky.
These are the notes from our meeting with Walter Chung, Eastern World Imports.
Good work, Manjeet. We'll take it from here.
Thanks, Craig.
In Tanzania, Ajit drives Jinnah to the mosque. In a small ceremony, a group of men chant and pray. Jinnah arrives and notices a young woman in a headscarf at the service. She glances at Jinnah and slips away. Later, at a reception, Jinnah hands a plate of fruit to an elderly woman. He wanders through the house. He finds a framed photo of Kabir and the young woman. It's a copy of the photo Miller had. He notices Miller talking to Shakil across the room. He sets down the photo, but when he turns around, Miller is gone. He hurries to Shakil.
That gentleman you're talking to?
Mr. Miller of Vancouver. He has some interest in my uncle's financial holdings. I told him it is too early to talk about such things.
Clearly, I'm a man with no sense of time or place.
Yeah.
I must ask, who is that young lady over there?
She's in the courtyard. She's also in that picture with Kabir Shah. After Kabir's first wife, Arman's mother, died in Canada, my uncle secretly remarried here.
Jinnah envisions Kabir marrying the young woman.
Mr. Jinnah?
So you mean he had a whole other life over here?
I can't discuss this now. I'll talk to the family and see how forthcoming we can be. Come to my office this afternoon.
Shakil walks away. Jinnah turns around and finds the young woman has left. Later, Ajit drives Jinnah back to his hotel. A truck follows them down the dirt road. A guard opens the front gate. When the taxi drives onto the hotel property, the truck stays outside the gate.
Welcome back, sir.
Asante sana. Abaja siku. Salama.
Jenna notices the truck drive away. In the Jenna home,
the bizarre nature of the so-called pizza murder has attracted worldwide attention to this Vancouver courthouse. Accused pizza oven murderer Armand Shaw has entered a plea of not guilty to charges of first-degree murder in the death of his father, Kabir Shaw.
Caitlin Bishop, have to get going.
Do you think she's attractive, Roger?
No, she's just another media blonde glinting in the sunlight.
Well, you're too picky, Roger.
No, see, I just have high standards.
Well, if you didn't have such high standards, who knows who you could be open to?
I have no time to pursue a relationship.
I don't worry about that part. We'll arrange something.
I'm going to Raj's mom.
Don't be late.
Manjeet grabs the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
She hangs up.
You're getting a lot of those today? Happens all the time when Hakim's working on a story.
Roger takes the phone.
Hey, I don't know who you think you are, pal, but stop calling here.
Roger.
Hey, Jenna.
You moved in during my absence?
What?
No, I...
Hey, buddy. I need you to check out Charles Miller. I'm sure he's tied up in all this.
Okay.
He gives the phone to Manjeet.
Hakim?
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Manjeet.
Bye. So, you're not going to believe this. We found out that Eastern World Imports is dealing heroin.
Kidding.
Yeah, remember the boy who got sick?
Manjeet, hang on for a sec.
Manjeet, you were saying?
Something about the boy who got sprayed?
Hakim? I can't hear you. Are you there?
The crosshairs of a rifle aim at Jenna. Frustrated with the connection, Manjeet hangs up.
Hakim?
Do you know where your son is? We do.
She bolts from the house. As Jenna stands on his hotel balcony, the phone is shot out of his hand. Jenna crawls into his hotel room. He steps into the open hallway. He hides behind a pillar and looks down to the lobby where he notices the white man in the suit. He envisions the man loading and aiming the sniper's rifle. Jenna runs as the man climbs the stairs. Poking his head out of a vacant room, Jenna watches the man at his door.
Mr. Jenna? I know you're in there, Jenna.
Jenna sneaks down the stairs.
You can't hide forever.
He runs outside.
Take me to Shakir. Raka, 20.
They climb into the tiny taxi. Soon after...
Shakir, someone just... took us.
They find Shaquille's office trashed and Shaquille sprawled on the floor.
Shot at me.
They kneel beside him. Jenna quivers as he checks for a pulse. The young woman walks in.
What is going on here?
In Vancouver, Salim strolls down a dark street. An SUV follows. Salim nervously glances over his shoulder. He runs as the SUV bears down on him. Manjeet grabs him and the SUV stops. It backs away and Manjeet and Salim run off. In his office, Shaquille is helped to his chair.
Are you sure Kabir Shah's will is missing?
Shaquille tosses an empty folder onto the desk.
Any idea who would do this?
No, I didn't see who hit me.
What's in this will?
I don't know. It was a new draft. Kabir wrote it himself. He gave it to me in a sealed envelope.
Serena Bibi?
He kept it secret even from me. He was a very private man.
Is there a copy of this will?
Well, if there is one...
He searches his desk.
It'll be in Kabir's safety deposit box.
He turns to Zarina.
You go. Find the will. and take it back to Jinnah at his hotel. Go.
She takes the key and leaves.
Hello? Yes. Yes, he's here. It's for you. It's your wife.
Relieved, Jinnah takes the phone.
Manjeet, how did you find me?
The doorman at your hotel. Why didn't you call me back?
I'm sorry, my love. It's been pretty crazy here.
They threatened Salim.
Who is threatening my son?
I don't know. Maybe somebody from Eastern World Imports. My God, this is all my fault.
Where is Salim? Is he safe?
Yes. Yes, he's with me.
A policeman comforts Salim.
Manjeet, call Graham. Get him to...
I already did. Hakim, whoever these people are, they're dangerous.
No kidding. Someone took a shot at me.
What? You get out of there.
He nods.
Come home. Now.
Don't worry, my love. I'm on my way.
I'm going to Dar es Salaam.
Forget Burger Palace. Nothing's worth this. I love you.
I love you too.
Jinnah hangs up. Soon after, at the hotel.
There's a flight in an hour. I will load your bags and you check out.
Mr. Jinnah? Checking out?
The white man in the suit corners him.
We have some unfinished business.
He opens his valise and pulls out a letter.
A cease and desist order. Nigel Weatherall, VP African Operations, Burger Palace International. Tanzania is our territory, Mr. Jinnah. Unless, of course...
Jinnah spots Miller in the hotel.
You want to buy a franchise?
Zarina cautiously approaches.
Mr. Weatherall?
Yes.
You're mistaking me. I am not the gentleman you're after. That gentleman...
He points to Miller.
He's going to be acquiring franchises. I'm being just the front man.
As Weatherall steps inside, Jinnah shakes his head at Zarina.
Jinnah!
Not a word. Let's go.
Jinnah jumps into the taxi with Ajit.
VP Africa Operations, Burger Palace International.
As Weatherall pitches Miller...
Let's go.
The taxi stops to pick up Zarina.
Associates. Yes, associates. And I was thinking about...
Miller spots Jinnah leaving. At the airport, the propeller plane waits on the runway as the taxi pulls up.
I'll get your ticket.
The will.
She hands it to Jinnah.
I knew nothing about Armand.
You mean your husband never told you have a stepson?
Kabir Shah isn't my husband. He's my father.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. So sorry. He had two completely separate lives.
Apparently. It's all in his letter. Take this to my brother.
She gives him a photo.
Find out if he knew about me. Find out who murdered our father. Yeah. Please.
I got your ticket. Hurry. Jinnah, please. They're holding the plane for you.
Jinnah hugs Zarina.
Thank you.
Yeah, take the money.
Please do not
take the money.
My friend.
Refusing Jinnah's tip, Ajit nudges him to the plane. Jinnah climbs on board. It taxis on the runway. In Vancouver, the morning sun shines down on Jinnah and Manjeet as they step out of their house holding hands.
Salim, you're going to be late for school.
Salim follows them to a police car in front of their house. In a police interrogation room.
You know who that is, Armand? That's your sister, Zarina. Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Armand takes the photo of his sister and father.
That's what you and your father were fighting over, isn't it? Right?
Jenna watches through a two-way mirror.
She went to London School of Economics while you majored in Wreck Beach Philosophy. Dad didn't like that too much, so he disinherited you, and that's why you killed him.
No, look. I didn't even know I had a sister.
Alon, you don't have to do this.
Came back from Tanzania, came clean about the second marriage, told you how Zarina's mother died during childbirth.
Didn't kill my father, okay?
And who did? All right, Armand, who are you shielding? We can offer you protection.
Craig glances at Armand's lawyer.
Just like you offered protection to Mo Griwal and Mal Singh.
If he knows about Mo and Mal, he's protecting someone.
No thanks.
Who?
Yeah, but well-dressed in the business manner.
Roger approaches.
Jenna, I found some stuff on Charles Miller.
Criminal record?
Change of name. He was Kirill Melnik.
Melnik? Means Miller in Russian.
Born 1966, Odessa, Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. Immigrated with his family to Winnipeg, heads up a Russian-Canadian friendship society.
Easy cover.
Yeah. Well, there's this one dude in this suit.
Like me?
Oh, yeah. Just like you. Just like
Jenna envisions Miller entering the pizzeria.
Bitch. They never said he was Indian. I just assumed. Ask Graham if I can have a shot at him.
Sure.
The cop steps out. Soon after.
Your father had two worlds, Armand. His biggest regret was he'd kept those two worlds apart. It's all in this letter he wrote to you. Above all, I want my children to know and love each other. To make whole the son of my duty and the daughter of my love.
Son of duty?
Doesn't mean he didn't love you, Armand. You owe it to your father, to your sister. Stop protecting his murderers. Make him whole, Armand.
Come on, please, don't. It's okay. My dad couldn't see beyond his community. I thought we had a chance to be part of something bigger. But I needed capital. They gave me the money. I didn't know where they got it. I swear.
Who, Armand? Who are you dealing with? It was Miller, right? And the boys from Odessa?
Yeah. Yeah, but... Look, I never thought that they would...
Armand fights back tears.
Dad was in his office. I begged him. Take the deal. We fought, and he called me a coward. He said that if I wasn't going to stand up to them, he would. So I ran out. And when I came back, that's when I found him.
Where?
In the oven. I knew it was him. They killed him.
Why didn't you tell the police?
Because I was terrified. They said the same thing was going to happen to me.
It makes a pretty good story. If we can prove it.
What do you want my client to do?
I'm ready to deal.
We have to meet Stanley Park.
Miller uses his cell.
Okay. Lumberman's Arch, the concession stand, 2 a.m.
I'll be there.
Alone.
And in a yellow cab. Right?
Right.
Armand and Craig hang up. At the Tribune.
Son of a bitch, the biggest thing of my career, and Graham won't even tell me where it is.
Things are supposed to be a surprise. When's the last time you got a front seat at one? So what's the lead on this opus?
There were heroin pushers and pizza oven murderers. In a joint operation, RCMP and the Vancouver police have broken the back of a new sinister organized crime syndicate.
A sordid tale of perfidy. For this, you expect me to push the first edition deadline?
It's huge, Chief. It's all ours.
Stories of international import usually have quotes.
I'll get quotes.
The police haven't arrested anyone as yet.
I'll get charges.
Dinah, if we are to believe you, parents will live in fear of pesticide-peddling gangsters.
Come on,
wait. Honest businessmen will doubt the pedigree of their offshore partners, and I suspect tourism in Tanzania will drop sharply. Do mention the name of the newspaper when you're interviewed on television, will you?
Thanks, Chief.
And this must be exclusive. If I see Caitlin Bishop running with us tonight, the deal is off.
Whiteman leaves.
Don't worry. I've got something that'll keep our Miss Bishop occupied.
At Eastern World Imports, the police arrest Mr. Chung.
Hello, Mr. Chung.
Manjeet and Roger step into the warehouse.
Wow, what a rush.
Believe me, it's not that big of a rush every day.
They approach Capulet.
There it is. East Block Blonde.
They were smuggling heroin pesticide barrel.
Yeah, but they screwed up. One got shipped to Zephyr Aviation by mistake.
And sprayed on Pradeep.
Yeah. These guys are out of business. Thanks
to you.
Get a shot of Superintendent
Caitlin and her crew burst in.
Superintendent, please.
Just give me a second. You hold it, boys.
Manjeet. Caitlin.
What are you doing here?
Jenna tipped me off. Where is he anyway? He's... He's... Oh, bet he is.
Is it safe to say
that
the...
Has this been distributed to local biker gangs?
I can't comment on that.
In regards to...
You deny any connection to this bust and the biker turf wars when you have got missing gang members...
Ms. Bishop, I've shown you everything I can. I have no further comment at this time.
Manjeet snoops through the warehouse. She watches a policeman open a freezer. They find a body inside.
Oh, my God.
Hey, over here. Got it. Quick. Sir.
Capulet walks over.
Jesus H. Christ on a popsicle stick.
Oh, my. Okay, come on.
I just found Mo Graywall.
The cameraman films the dead biker.
Jinnah here.
Hakeem,
Roger calls the office.
They found Mo Grewal's body in a freezer here at the warehouse.
That's great. Have you been throwing up, Roger?
What? No. And I am not doorstepping this widow.
Oh, no. He's next of kin. You leave them to me.
Soon after, at Fog Duckers, a blonde woman flirts with Mindy. A scorpion belt buckle is tossed to him.
Message from Al Singh.
The blonde leaves. And Jenna takes her seat.
Ever ask yourself how the young lion's buckle got in the pizza oven? Courtesy of the Warsaw Pact. They killed Mo Grewal, murdered Kabir Shah, and planted Mo's buckle.
Mo's still missing in action.
His body's just been found in a WP warehouse full of heroin.
Billy.
Billy approaches.
Mo's dead, Billy.
It was Miller. He went after one member of each gang to provoke a war, so he could muscle in on your legitimate business.
It's time to shut him down.
Don't worry, Miller's about to be stung.
Stung? That slippery bastard will sting the stingers. Watch him. I mean it.
Jenna leaves them. Mindy whispers to an associate who follows Jenna outside.
Stop! There's Jenna's car. Come back up.
Caitlin and her cameraman park around the corner from the bar. Jenna climbs into his car. Ah! Mindy's associate watches him drive away. As Caitlin follows in her TV van, the biker climbs into a monster truck. He joins the pursuit. Meanwhile,
Graham, all secure here.
Time for dinner. Over.
In Stanley Park.
Roger that. I'll order the entree out.
Craig approaches an undercover cop.
Pick up Armand at his house. Bring him back here. Go, go, go.
The cop gets into a yellow cab.
You're on.
Jenna sits in his parked car. He ducks as a yellow cab approaches. The cab pulls into the long driveway of the Shaw Mansion. Armand steps out of his house. He gets into the cab. Jenna watches closely as the cab pulls out of the driveway. Jenna starts his car and follows. Headlights appear down the road. Caitlin and her cameraman follow Jenna. Another car drives down the road. It's a second yellow cab. It pulls into the driveway. Over their walkie-talkies.
We got a problem.
What?
Armand's missing.
Capulet and Craig are furious.
Shit! Stand down! Stand down!
Outside an abandoned warehouse, the first yellow cab drives down a wide laneway. The driver stops the cab and opens the back door for Armand.
Hey, this isn't lumber.
The driver draws a gun. In his car, Jenna uses his cell phone.
Clint Eastwood.
Graham's got this thing set up at the old dry docks. I need some art. Get over here, stat.
I got no wheels, man.
A cab. It's a small sacrifice.
Jenna hangs up and gets out of his car. In the lane, an SUV pulls to a stop. Miller climbs out of the passenger side.
We changed the venue, Armand.
Jenna secretly watches.
Obi-Shin.
Check him out, Miller says. One of his thugs rips open Armand's shirt. He's clean. That's good, Miller replies.
Good boy. Good
boy. Now, first things first.
Miller opens a briefcase.
If you'd be so good as to sign these. I'm not signing anything. But it's your dream come true, Armand. Shaw Enterprises will take its rightful place in the global economy.
Jenna spots a hidden camera nearby.
After getting Charles Miller to confess to the murder, the police swooped in and made the arrest.
It's not mine to sign over, okay? I have a sister. Oh, we know about your sister. Your old man told us just before he ended up in a pizza oven.
Armand lunges at Miller, but the thugs restrain him.
A confession. Police swooped in and made the arrest.
Sign. Go to hell. Have it your way. Bagajnik.
The thugs slam Armand into the car and beat him with punches to the gut.
Shit. Only after this reporter got Charles Miller to confess to the police swoop in and make the arrest.
Jenna runs into the lane.
Nice suit, Mr. Melly.
A thug aims his gun at him.
Mr. Jinnah, our fearless reporter.
Don't let him get closer, he says.
Learned Russian and accented English. Impressive.
Let's just say that I was highly motivated.
North Main Winnipeg Bohunks hit pretty hard, do they?
The usual immigrant hard luck story?
Not quite. Want to hear my version?
Not
Charles
really.
Miller, a.k.a. Carol Melnick. Russian refugee turned big-time entrepreneur. Self-made murderer. Two killings in his portfolio. Mogrewal, Kabir Shah. Accurate?
I'm not demanding a retraction yet.
Assets, zero. Liabilities, hostile takeover of bikers, failed. East Block Blonde, shut down.
Thanks to your nosy little wife.
Outlook for Shy Enterprises merger, bleak. Summary? You're a loser, Melnick. Small-time thug from Odessa.
Very clever. Here's my contribution.
Keep it tight, we're on deadline.
Mo Graywall was simply a lost leader. Shaw Enterprises was a corporate acquisition.
Miller grabs him by the throat.
Strangulation was my final offer. I sealed the deal in the oven.
He slaps Jinnah.
Consider this your obituary, Jinnah.
Got what you need, Craig? Craig?
The thugs notice the camera. Miller sends them to investigate and draws his gun.
You two, out of there. No!
Caitlin and her cameraman climb out of their hiding spot.
Keep it a tape. The tape's by your mark!
The cameraman hands over the videotape. Miller takes it from the thug, who aims his gun at Caitlin.
He's this.
Not here, Miller says. Move them. The cameraman and Armand are shoved into the back of the taxi. Caitlin is put in the SUV with Jinnah.
Get in the car.
Guess you're right.
Thanks, I'll put that on the headstone. Caitlin Bishop and me to was right.
Samulchi!
Miller glowers at them from the front seat.
Go, go!
The SUV and the taxi peel away. Bikers pull into the lane and block their path.
Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around.
Miller's thug backs up the SUV. He spins hard and races away from the bikers. More bikers block the other exit. The SUV slams to a halt. Miller looks back and sees Armand and the cameraman being pulled out of the cab by Billy and the young lions.
Chort! Chort!
Miller and his thug climb out of the SUV with their guns drawn.
Give it up, Miller! Back off, Mindy, or you're the first one down!
Just try it!
In the back seat, Caitlin grabs her door handle and motions to Jinnah. He shakes his head. Then reluctantly, reaches for the door. A helicopter swoops in.
This is the police. Do not move.
Get down in a prone position.
Put your hands behind your head.
On Caitlin's signal, Jinnah swings open his door and knocks Miller to the ground. She does the same to the thug. Miller crawls under the SUV with the video.
Please do not move.
When Miller runs, Jinnah chases him into a warehouse. Jinnah grabs him, slams him into a car, and snatches the tape.
I'll take that.
Clint runs up and snaps their photo. Soon after, Miller is shoved into the backseat of a police car. Craig approaches Armand.
Well, that worked out okay. You're here.
He spots Caitlin sitting on a pile of crates. Jinnah joins her.
That was one hell of a ride.
It always is with you.
Brilliant idea, that.
Yeah.
But then you were always good at opening doors.
Then you're so good getting around them.
They smile at each other.
I look like hell, don't I?
You don't want to be too perfect.
Jenna turns away.
I believe this is yours.
He holds up the videotape.
Thanks, Jenna.
Craig grabs it.
I'm sorry, that's evidence.
That's my lead story.
Mrs. Bishop, do you want to be responsible for the biggest mistrial in Canadian history? This nice constable will take your statement.
She walks off with the policeman.
How did you find us?
Well, lucky for you, we still had the bikers under surveillance.
What took you so long?
What the hell were you thinking?
Need anything more from me?
Well, just your last front page story.
Jenna walks away. He stands at the edge of the harbor, watching the morning sun shimmer on the water.
Sun stings pizza killers. Cooperating with police, Armand Shaw trapped the men who murdered his father. After getting Charles Miller to confess to the murder, police swooped in and made the arrest. Carol Melnick and his Warsaw Pact accomplices will appear in BC Supreme Court this morning to face charges of murder, extortion, attempted abduction, and trafficking. Follow story. The murder charge against Armand Shah has been dropped. He's cooperating with Crown Counsel and police. Zarina Shah will fly to Vancouver to be united with a Canadian brother to take her place at the helm of one of Vancouver's largest business empires. The two worlds of Kabir Shah have finally come together. He is at peace in paradise, his soul free.
At the Tribune, Jenna finishes typing his story.
That is the most purple piece of crap you've ever filed. So, the Warsaw Pact shut down?
Nah, we've just cut off the tail. Head's still out there somewhere.
Not bad. For your last story.
They draw lighters, threatening to light the other cigarette.
After you, Mr. Burger Palace King. So, is this really your last?
Once an addict, always an addict.
They spark the lighters, tempting the other to dip their cigarette into the flame. Later, Jenna stands on his deck with Manjeet and Salim. This described version of Jenna on Crime, Pizza 911, was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by J.J. Hunt, narrated by Rachel MacGyver, and produced by Valerie Hunter and Marco Sorin. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audiovision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast: Jirendra, Hakim Jinnah, Pamela Sinha, Manjeet Jinnah, Emily Holmes, Caitlin Bishop, Christian Boscher, Sergeant Craig Graham, Scott Hylands, Dick Whiteman, Janet Wright, Frosty, David Lewis, Roger Sanderson, Rekha Sharma, Zarina Shah, Keith Dallas, Ajid, Zaf Paru, Arman Shah, Veena Sood, Poonam, G. Patrick Curry, Clint Eastward, Vanessa King, Crystal Wagner, Mark Hammer, Salim Jinnah, Alan Morgan, Frank Capulet, Craig March, Charles Miller, David McKay, Nigel Weatherall, Amy Adamson, Shauna, Igor Morozov, Anatoly, Michael Putnam, Dr. Akins. Created by Donald J. Hauka. Written by Donald J. Hauka and Margaret Bard and Bartley Bard. Associate producers Rob Bromley, John Ritchie. Produced by Deborah Beard. Executive producer Hugh Beard. Directed by Brad Turner. The character of Hakeem Jinnah is based on the life story of Salim Jua. Filmed entirely on location in British Columbia, Canada. Copyright 2001 Jinnah on Crime Productions, Incorporated. Distributed by Sextant International. Produced in association with the CBC. Produced by Force 4 Entertainment.